Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 6 to 8. Advance. Now, remember, we're talking about, or thinking about, Israel in the Old Covenant. And we're looking at these Hebrew people on the verge, on the brink of going into Canaan. And Moses is giving the last series of discourses to them, preparing them, the second giving of the law, preparing them for the crossing of the Jordan and the entry into the Promised Land. But we're not just looking at it from a historical point of view. Of course we're doing that. But we're not antiquarians, are we? This is the Word of God. We want principles, not just for Israel in the Old Covenant, but for us believers. I'm addressing believers primarily now. Believers in the New Covenant, the Ecclesia. What is God saying to us? Well, now let's see here. Deuteronomy 1, verses 6 to 8, advance. Moses takes the Hebrews back to Sinai 40 years before. Moses began to expound this law, saying, verse 6, the Lord our God said to us at Horeb, at Sinai, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance. There's my title, if you like. Advance. Advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Now, that's what God was saying 40 years ago. On, he was saying. On into the hill country. And go. And you will have all this land. You will have the Promised Land. Of course, at Kadesh Barnea, they failed and stumbled and had 40 years of wandering in the wilderness until that generation died out. And now God has brought them back again to that same place. And here is Moses reminding them. And what is he saying to them? He's saying, now, go on, advance, see. I have given you this land. This is what Moses is saying now. Now, okay, we're back to the beginning again, but now let's go on. See, I have given you the land. Go in and take possession of the land. And so on. Now, this is the call here to advance and make progress. On what basis? It's the land I have given to you. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers. And I have given you this place. You have stayed long enough now. You've been in the wilderness. You've stayed at Sinai. You've moved on through the wilderness. You've failed and stumbled and fallen. But now we're on the edge of Canaan. Let's go in, advance, and take it. Take the land. Look at the promise here. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers. This is the land that God has given on oath. He's promised most solemnly and powerfully and dogmatically that he will give you this land. Now believe him and go on. It's given on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to Israel. Now given to you. He's reminding Israel of the promise of God. They must trust this promise. They must yield to this promise. They must believe this promise. They must be persuaded of this promise. And in this confidence, they must go. Verse 8, see, I have given you the land. It's in a past tense. Not literally yet theirs, but because it's so sure in this prophetic certainty, I have given you this land, they must go in advance and take it. And therefore, although it's not said, this is what's implied here, this is what the thrust of the passage is, on the basis of that promise, on that assurance, they go. It's our old friend Philippians 2, 12 to 13. God has worked in, we must work out. God has promised, we must obey. It's trust and obey. Here is the same old thing. Come again and again and again. I say it's the same old thing, but it's a mighty principle. It's not either God's promise, it's not either that or my works. It's both. Why? They're on the borders of Canaan, and all this applies to them now. Okay, they look back. They can see their past failures. Don't let that put you off. Looking now where they're going, there must be doubts, fears, wonders. I wonder what it's going to be like over there. Remember those giants were there. And all these fears and questions. No, says Moses, remember God's word. Remember his promise. And go in the strength of that. And be sure, all is given to you on the basis of that promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Israel in the past. See, they got to go in courage, in faith, in assurance, in hope, in confidence. And it leads to action. And the victory is sure. But is there any lesson to us here? There is to me. Well, I'm weak. Well, so I am, yeah. My work is feeble, yeah. I confess it. What can I do? Well, I have no power. But our confidence and trust, brother and sister, is not in us. It's in the Lord. But we failed before. These people failed at Kadesh Barnea. Won't it be the same again? No. Don't let past failures, not even past sins. Don't let present doubts or future worries break this. The years that the locust has eaten can be restored. Don't let's go on mortgaging the future by dwelling in the past fearfully. This is a word to me as a believer, to go on, advance, on the basis not of my schemes, not of my planning, not of my skills, but on the basis of God's promise, His word. And it is His gospel, it is His cause, it's His electing purpose, it's His decrees, it's His providence, it's God that must have all the glory. Let's go in the strength of that brother and sister. Unbeliever, there's a word for you here. Do you know the gospel? Have you ever heard the warnings of the gospel? We're all dead in sins and under the wrath of God. Do you know the promise of the gospel? Whosoever believes and calls upon the name of the Lord, trusting Christ, will be saved. Have you heard that? Do you believe it? Will you obey it? Will you run to Christ in repentance and faith? Will you trust Him and believe and go on in that confidence? That's the call to you, as much as it is the call to believers. If you want the typical side of all this, think of the covenants. They've got to move from Sinai and the wilderness to what? To Canaan. What's the picture? Is it heaven? No, it's Christ. Christ is our Canaan. Christ is the new covenant. It's time to be moving. You have stayed long enough here. Move on now into Canaan. And the call to unbelievers is, you've stayed too long away from Christ. Come to Christ and believe and be saved. And to the saints, don't stay there mithering about the past, worrying about the past, or paralyzed by the past, or even by the future. Go in the strength which God supplies in His mighty power. That's the promise here, in His word, His oath, His covenant, His blood. May it be so. For Christ's sake, may that be our support. The blood of Jesus Christ washing away our sins. The hope of the Holy Spirit within us. The power of God in the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. May we wield the weapons of the Spirit mightily for the glory of God. Amen.